1027. As hundreds of thousands of motorists battle through unnecessary congestion on Gauteng's roads, officials are warning our road crisis is no longer just a traffic issue. Government's failure to ensure we have working traffic lights is threatening investor confidence in our country while putting unnecessary economic strain on already burdened taxpayers. Hot 1027's Tara Penny has more.
What criminals like most is chaos, and that's what you create by putting off a traffic signal.
Evert du Plessis is the DA's shadow MEC for roads and logistics.
People that are usually commuting for 20 to 30 minutes to work are now doing a 2 to 3 hour drive. Congestion. This is having an effect on the mental and the physical health. We have more accidents.
And he says some people are even losing their jobs.
People are being fired because they get to work late. Because the boss says, but you're 2 hours late, and traffic, I hear that every day. So we are having this negative effect on our economy because of what we have, and in a simple little thing like a traffic light.
Wayne Duvenage heads up the organization Undoing Tax Abuse. He's warning standards have been slipping for quite some time now.
Just fix the damn poles that get knocked over. They're not doing that. So that's the basics that they're not getting right. You know, that would take care, we believe, of about 100 or so of these intersections. Just fix the ones that get damaged. And the rules and the standards normally in the past were within 24 hours, 48 hours. If a traffic light gets knocked over, it's repaired. They've pushed their standards right out. No, that can be done within a week now.
And he says investors are watching very closely.
And it creates more people to say, why am I still here? Why is our head office still here? We can move, we can semigrate. We can even go offshore, you know, in a lot of businesses. So they're doing that, moving the head office to Mauritius and overseas.
Wayne says we cannot underestimate the domino effects here.
So these types of things are seen as, it's not so serious. It is so serious. It is very serious. And if we're not careful, Joburg will have far too many stranded assets. We're seeing it. Shopping malls are emptying out. Warehouses are becoming abandoned because people are moving their logistics and businesses elsewhere. And if that happens, we pay the price. Property values start to drop.
The Gauteng Traffic Department insists it is working to get our robots back online, but it can't commit to any timeframes just yet. Tara Penny, Hot 1027 News.
Hot 1027.